Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm bringing you your first-time sex preparedness guide. Might not be the most magical night of your life, but I'm telling you everything you need to know to make it the first time a little less sucky, and also answering your emails.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you should, you know what you should do? Oh my God, you should totally subscribe to the podcast. It's so easy. There's a little subscribe button, has my face on it, then you can find it. And you know what happens then is that you get two shows a week easily, wherever you listen, on your phone, and then you never miss another episode, which would be a bummer. Right, Anderson?
Such a bummer. Yeah.
Bummer.
It's just so easy. They just pop up, bang, and they're virtual too. It's not like they're taking up space on your phone.
They don't take up space like the U2 songs that U2 put on your iPhone.
It'd
it's
be like
that.
Getting a free subscription to the newspaper of your choice, sexual newspaper that doesn't take up any weight on your front lawn.
Exactly. It's you just have to look at it every day because you didn't read it like I used to get the New Yorker. Exactly. Just like that. You could choose to download it and listen, but that's what happens, so you don't miss it. Like we did one a few weeks ago. Dating After Divorce, that was a good show we did. And one of your tips was don't date the bartender, which was got a lot of laughs in my office.
It's true. The bartender.
Why not date a bartender?
Right above the hairdresser and right below the stripper.
Right. Exactly. Which was interesting because we've had a lot of talks about that. So check out that one. We've done a lot of good shows lately. It's been fun. And thanks everyone for also just for listening to the show and following the show because we were like number 6 in iTunes last week, which is very exciting.
Six overall, man.
That's big. It was really exciting. And yeah, it's been a good week. It's been busy. I'm excited for the weekend. What about you, Anderson? What are you up to? Oh, have we talked about the fact that you're having a baby yet?
I think so. Yeah, we mentioned it on the last show. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm still really excited. When are we going to find out if it's a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Are you going to find out? Or are you one of those couples you're not going to find out?
You know what? You don't know any of these things, how you're going to be, until you're actually pregnant. So I used to think, like, oh, it'd be kind of fun to have it as a surprise. And now I'm like, no fucking way.
No, you got to paint the nursery.
I have to know.
Right, you got to know.
I'm not going to paint it pink or green. But, you know, honestly, like, it won't be a real pregnancy until I can picture what kind of child I'm raising. So it's a big deal. I'm looking forward to it in the next 2-3 weeks.
What's the due date?
October 13th.
Okay, got it.
Which is the same day as my anniversary. Right on my anniversary.
Oh, man. So we already have a plan. She's going to ruin it.
We're going to, like, make the kid think that we're celebrating his birthday or her birthday.
Yeah, and be like, we're out.
But it's really about us.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Anderson, we're already trying to figure out ways to screw over the kid.
I know. That's so you, Anderson. It's like when you tease me. Tonight, you were funny because you're like, you were teasing me about something, but you always tease me.
Yeah, because I give Emily shit off air sometimes. And then her disposition a little different off air. Like, you get a little bit more like touch and go with me. Like, come on. I was giving you shit about
something. Sometimes you're relentless.
And I'm like, what? Don't you have like a big brother? Didn't he tease you?
Yeah, he hated me.
Because that's how I'm treating you, like my little sister.
But with you, it's a slippery slope. And I know that you're always afraid you're going to fall into a hate zone. Well, because a lot of people, Anderson, let's be honest, fall into your hate zone.
They can be in your love zone. Wide.
Yeah, but you never get out of your hate zone. And I live in fear of the day I get in your hate zone.
You're not going to get in my hate zone.
Okay. Because after all this time, I would have done it already, right?
Yeah, you would have gotten it last week at the Corano show when you were saying hashtag bald eagle.
I did not say that. I did not say hashtag bald eagle.
You did. It's okay, but you didn't fall in the hate zone.
And I dropped a fork, and I was a little drunk. It was so fun. I think because I was tweeting something. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay,
she was doing that thing where she was reading her tweet as she was writing it out loud while Mike was singing a song.
I like his singing, by the way.
He's pretty good.
We need to go out more, see? That was fun. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about first-time sex. We get a lot of emails from virgins. They haven't had sex yet. We're going to get into that. And hey, I got some sex in the news.
Well, everyone's been a virgin.
And there's so much anxiety and pressure and stress.
If you're a boy and you get stuck in your mom and you're coming out and the doctor has to jostle you back and forth, I think technically you're actually having sex with your mom at that
point. No, ew, Anderson.
I mean, if you got to jostle back and forth, you know what I mean?
Please don't ruin.
In and out.
Don't implant these things into people's brains. Technically nothing there. But also reading your emails. And we got some sex in the news. The first news story, Anderson, is period sex.
Oh.
No problem, because there's a whole new thing out there.
Plastic sheets.
Nope. Things can get messy if you have sex in your period, so many couples avoid it. But the Flex company wants to replace outdated pads and tampons with a sleek, disc-shaped blood blocker called the Flex Discs, which are worn during sex to prevent making a mess.
Ooh.
So they put them. Women put them inside of them. They're disposable. They can be worn up to 12 hours. They come in a stylish little packet, hypoallergenic, won't cause toxic shock syndrome, and you can register for a free sample on the company's website. But they say it's so shockingly comfortable that women tell us they forget they're on their period when they're wearing it. And, you know, but people say, and I think this too, like, their marketing hinges on the idea that people think periods are gross and that men, you know, women, they all think they're gross. So, but the point is, there are a lot of women, let's say, who don't want to have sex. They want to have sex in their period because a lot of times that's what we're turned on. But they're, you know, they don't want to bleed everywhere. They're not comfortable with it. Or maybe guys aren't comfortable with it.
You see, well, honestly, personally, I don't like doing it because it's so messy on the sheets.
Right.
Not like it grosses me out, even though the idea of what's actually happening freaks me out. It's fine. If I'm in love with the girl, if I have a relationship, I can do whatever. Nothing
gross me out. It's not your favorite time, though. Right.
But I don't like getting over the bed.
I know, it's the sheets. That's the worst. And this is what you know is going to happen. There's like a bloody massacre. I know.
But you see the writing on the wall here. Girls are going to put this up there every time they have a period just because they don't like dealing with pads and whatnot. And that's going to be dangerous, I bet.
Well, I hope. Well, this is just supposed to be if you're going to have sex.
Temporary.
I mean, temporary. Yeah. But the thing is, women often want the most. So 25% of the trial signups are from men, it says, too. But obviously, some women and men don't mind period sex. Like I said, I mean, I don't know. I was with a guy once who was like, he jumped and took a shower and he's gross. I was like, done
with
it.
Isn't there like something like with Orthodox Jewish people? Like they're not allowed to be in the same room during it? Like, they get the women gets relegated to a separate room in the house.
Exactly. It's like the red tent. It's not a bad idea. I'd actually like to hang out with my girlfriends when I'm PMSing.
Really? Oh, so you guys all go together.
Yeah, like the red tent. Do you remember that book?
The red tent.
Okay.
What is that product called?
It's called the Flex, but there's also one out called, What is it called again? No. There's one that we were just talking about recently. No. Soft cups. That's been out for a while. Similar product. But, you know, I think that if this is your thing, if you have a fear of like a bloody massacre happening and you're like, oh my God, because, you know, when you've been with someone and you didn't know it and like blood's all, have you ever had that?
Yeah. Well,
the sheets and the
thing. That's the thing too. Like when it's a new relationship or like, you can only have sex every so often because you don't see the person very often or you don't live, you know, when you're living in your parents' house when you're young.
Right.
Like that doesn't matter at all. But when you become a grown adult and you can schedule around it.
You just do.
Yeah.
It's true. But there's nothing wrong with blood or period sex. But if it makes you feel more comfortable, then go for the flex. Or you can also buy these soft cups that are out now. Because it's funny, because I was in a meeting recently, and they're like, have you heard of these soft cups? And they've been around for a while. But, okay, manspreading makes a person more attractive when dating, according to a new study. Do you know what manspreading is?
Don't know what this is.
I did not either. Reflecting your personality in a handful of words on a hookup app or during a speed dating session. Reflecting your personality. Reflecting it. Showing who you are. In a handful of words, on a hookup app, or during a speed dating session is almost impossible. But simply having an open posture, which sounds suspiciously like manspreading like this, when you're like legs are open and you're like all spread out, in your dating profile photos or in real life can make a person more attractive. So when a guy's like, you know, his legs are spread and he's like taking up more space, manspreading, you're like penis. I mean, you're clothes
like,
on.
I've heard about the whole, you know, like the unspoken words that occur with body language and you're never supposed to have your arms crossed because it's like blocking people out.
It's true though. Apparently it's
but
true.
This sounds
but,
this, a little...
but here's the thing. When it gets to the bottom, there's a study, but women too, it says, who take up more space.
That.
No, not when their legs are spread naked, but just like if a woman's like, has her arms out, she's taking up more space. So an expansive posture is described as an enlargement of the amount of space the person is occupying is more attractive. This is opposed to a photo where the person is pictured with their arms and legs close to their torso. Mm-hmm. So standing like that, not even crossed. But if I'm like, my arms are out, but the problem is I'm so small, like I couldn't take up a lot of space.
She's got her arms stretched out right now and she looks like she's in some kind of like,
do I look sexier though? Do you think I look better?
Dancing free
I'm
on the
so
beach.
I'm so happy. Oh, I had a Abilify? Yeah, like that. The Mad ads, exactly.
They should call it basic instincting instead of manspreading.
I know. Well, that's what they said, manspreading. That sounds awful.
Sounds
like manscaping. I know. But women study at three different levels. They watch speed daters and they watch real life people like judge daters on a Tinder app. And they had them look at photos of men and women. And the researchers... I'm not drunk yet. The researchers believe that such body language is appealing because the brain associates it with dominance and openness.
And Jesus.
But we make these, you know, then they showed people who met someone speed dating that they weren't attracted to and then showed a picture of them spread eagle. No, man spread.
Man spread. So, taking up more space. Looking like a hockey goalie.
Yeah. So
but it's worked for Jesus. He's got a lot of followers.
That's
a lot of people
so true.
Are drawn
Maybe
to him.
It's a religious thing. It all goes back to Jesus.
Could be.
You're so.
He's ripped.
Friggin' right.
Yeah.
Jesus was ripped.
Chiseled.
Okay, everybody. Here we go. Virginity. Okay, I know that brings up a lot of fear and anxiety in a lot of men and women. You have not had sex yet. And there's a lot of pressure to have sex. You have anxiety when you're about to have sex. You have anxiety before sex. You're not even close to having sex. The whole thing. But the thing is, it's natural to worry about sex because you can't practice. Think about it, Anderson. Like, you can self-pleasure, but you can't actually practice the old in and out. But you can prepare for it. So this is your virgin preparedness guide. So I decided to gather the most common questions I get asked. Everyone emails me feedback@sexwithemily.com, which I love. And I just thought, first, let's talk about the common things I get asked and how to prep for the first time and how to do the goddamn thing already. Mm-hmm. But first, the Hymen Chronicles. The number one virgin
myth. I thought you were going to say the Hymen Kraken.
No, I just like to call it the Hymen Chronicles is what I was
because that's
prepping
what you,
for it.
When you do virginizing a girl, you're essentially cracking that hymen.
But you're not.
Never
see, this
heard
is
that
myth.
Term. That's terrifying.
I have cracking the hymen.
Cracking the hymen.
I've never heard cracking the hymen.
I've never cracked a hymen.
No?
I'm not going to talk about that, but yeah. I would actually actively avert such scenarios.
If there was a virgin, you said no?
Because, yeah, I would say, like, you know what? No one likes the first guy that de-virginizes them. They're almost always assholes. And I don't want to be that
that's
guy.
I hate the guy I had sex with for the first time.
Well, you don't hate anyone, Em.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's, well, I hate some people I dated are not my favorite people.
Hymen Chronicles.
Okay, so the hymen and virginity are not mutually exclusive. Even if you think you got to crack the hymen for it to really be a virgin, you think there's going to be blood everywhere, but it is not an indicator of your virginity, and it's not an adequate way of proving
No, because girls stick things up there.
Yes.
They go ride horses.
Exactly. It is not a membrane that needs to bleed or be broken during intercourse. It's just like, really, it's just like a small elastic fold of like mucus tissue.
No.
Mucus tissue. Say that 10 times fast.
Think about it once.
And so it only partially covers the vaginal opening and can, but doesn't always tear off your stretch. So a lot of women, riding a horse, riding a bike when they're little, like it might just tear. Like, it could happen. So, you know, and fewer than half of all women bleed the first time. So if you don't tear or bleed, like, don't be bummed out.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't mean you're not a virgin. And the idea,
important knowledge, though, because there's a lot of douchebag dudes out there that are dating.
I know.
And then they hear that you're a virgin, and then you have sex with them, and if there's no blood, what the fuck, man?
But more than half do not bleed. I don't think I bled the first time, and I was, swear to God, I was a virgin.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I bled.
But I didn't ride horses growing up, so I'm not sure why.
What about cucumbers? You ride those?
I didn't ride anything growing up. No. I didn't have an orgasm until I was like 22. Why do you think I'm here? Mm-hmm. Okay, the idea that a woman's first sexual experience is like this permanent hymen-breaking challenge is just BS, really. And it's, you know, you think like the language, too, that people talk, she lost her virginity, he took her virginity. It's kind of, it's just very misleading.
I gave him my virginity.
Like, that stuff bothers me. So just the hymen thing, like, don't be all, you know, yes, you should still put, you can put down towels. Speaking of blood, if you don't want that, but it might not happen. Okay,
you
so don't
put
judge
down
on that.
Towels.
Put out a towel. So what? But it's not like it's bloody blood. It's not like period blood.
I think rarely though, couples are like, okay, we're gonna lose our virginity now, and it's like, you know, a lot of time it happens in the passion, the heat of the passion. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's what we're gonna talk about, how to cover that, because people are like, oh, I wasn't prepared, or you know.
And there might not be blood, but there should always be this sound. That's how you can tell if she's a
virgin. Did she pop the cherry?
That might be the hackneyest joke I've ever done on your
show.
That
was a hackney joke. That's like my daddy, the hackneyest jokes.
Listen for this, boys.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's a common virgin question. Popping the cork of the cherry.
Cracking that, Hyman.
But I can't remember if I was, I don't know if I bled, maybe I did. Well, I remember my story, but I can tell you the first time I had sex. I was dating a guy for 11 months. I was a junior in high school, 17. He was a football player, very cute guy. And I waited 11 months. And then we had sex on his brother's waterbed.
Yeah.
Not hot. And
no one even has those things anymore.
I know. How like 80s is that? 90s?
How long did it take us to realize it's just a bad idea?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Good on this guy? This guy must have had a lot of experience.
His brother's waterbed.
I know. But the guy who did the deed.
He had sex with one other person, so he said.
A lot of times, because I'd have a hard time having sex with my wife right now on a waterbed.
Right.
It's hard to
maneuver. Whoever has sex, I don't even remember that. I mean, I remember being in the bed, but what happened was we had sex and it was fine. Like, I remember being like, thinking it was a big deal.
Was it in the dark?
I think it was dark.
You think?
It was dark.
How drunk were you at?
I wasn't drunk. I wasn't a drinker. You
How
know
do you
me.
Not remember?
I was got the drunkest I was last week when I was hashtagging in the middle of the show.
Hashtag Walter
Eagle. Why did I? Oh, because you're talking about the bald eagle.
Yeah.
I was like, this will be funny if I hashtag his joke.
I'm sorry.
And yell in the middle of the show.
I'm sorry.
So then my boyfriend and I had sex and his boyfriend in the waterbed and then went downstairs.
What did the brother think about that?
Well, here's the thing. We didn't tell the brother until the brother came home that night and found the condom in the bed. So apparently we didn't throw away the condom.
Did you guys make up a story? So it was probably in the dark.
It probably was, but like my boyfriend should have known to throw away the condom because he had had sex before. Yeah. Not that I wouldn't know to throw away
the guys are mine. We're also spacey too. When it's actually happening, especially for the first time, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening and nothing else matters.
Yeah. His brother's like, God damn you asshole. I remember him coming out screaming like you had sex
in my
bed.
Did he make up a story?
How do you make up a story with like a used condom in the bed?
It must have been
that
yours,
wasn't his.
Bro.
No, that's not what happened. But there's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. That's my story.
It's pretty good.
Okay, here's a question. It's okay.
Then you have sex with him a lot after that?
You know, I'm trying to remember. I think I did.
This guy must have been a real bedazzler in the bed.
No, he wasn't. And to be honest, I wasn't either. I didn't know about orgasms. I'd never masturbated. It was in the water bed.
Was it quick? That was the first last time.
I think it was pretty quick. It was probably 10 minutes. I didn't know. But isn't that funny? It was in a water bed. Like, I forgot until I was, like, preparing for this. I'm like, oh, yeah, the water bed.
Do they still sell those? I wonder if they still buy one.
My brother had one, too.
I'm sure your brother did. I can see that.
I did keep having sex with them, and then I just, like, I don't really remember it. Honestly, I didn't know about pleasure. Does it feel great? Like, I don't think it was really painful. Maybe it was little, but it was okay. I like did it. I remember thinking it was a big, you know, like, oh my God, we had sex. And it was like a big, we love you. I love you. And then, I know, we were together for like a year or so and then whatever.
It's much better to hear that after your first time. Like, I love you. Rather than, like, get out.
Well, that's the thing. We're going to cover some of this today because people like, should I just have sex with anybody? But here's the first question I get asked. Am I a freak? Well, people I date think I'm a freak because I'm a virgin. So when you do have sex, decide to have sex for the first time, you just want to make sure it's with someone you trust. It makes you feel comfortable that you have a relationship of some kind with. I'm not saying you have to wait 11 months and be madly in love like I thought I was or in love. But, you know, don't sleep with anyone who judges you or makes you feel bad about your sexual history. If you're with someone that you think is going to make you feel like a freak and you don't feel safe with this person, the key word is like safe and you know them, then like don't do it. And even if you're not committed, just take this step of having sex with someone that you like know because, you know, like if you're dating someone casually and you're like, oh, my God, are they going to think I'm a freak? Like, you don't have to let everybody know you're a virgin, but if you're with someone and you feel like it's going to that place, then, like, let them know. And if they act weird about it, then leave. Like, you know, if someone makes you feel bad, you shouldn't be with them anyway. Like,
you even got to tell them, ma'am?
Okay. Well, here's the other thing. That's the next question. How do I tell my partner, new partner, that I'm a virgin? So once you get to that point of having sex, I think if you want to tell them honestly, I thought you should know I'm a virgin. Like, keep it light. Don't apologize about it. There's a fact. You have nothing to make excuses for, right? Like, you don't have to be like, I'm really sorry, I'm a virgin, or can you believe it? Like someone.
Well, it depends on why, too, right? Like, if you're a virgin because you can't attract the opposite sex and have anyone put it in, that's a problem, and you're probably ashamed. If you're a virgin because you haven't found the right guy or girl, that's on your terms. If you're a virgin because of religious reasons, that's on your terms, too. So it kind of depends on where it's going. You might have shame yourself, right?
Right.
The person might actually have shame.
That's true. I mean, do you think people shouldn't always tell?
I don't want to say
like
too much.
Like for you, because
yeah.
It was a buzzkill and you were like, I can't.
It was definitely a buzzkill in a few scenarios. And then I found out afterwards a few times too. And I kind of was appreciative that I didn't know at the time because it would have freaked me out.
I know. I understand that. I just feel like, okay, so maybe times have changed. Or for some people, maybe, I get it. You want to get over with and women are like, oh, or men just like, let's do it. But I still think it is a big moment. And if you're worried about it and there's all this anxiety, like it's best to be with someone. And I think you want them to know, you know?
It's going to be a bigger deal for you girls.
It is a bigger deal, right? That's true. Like, if it's not a big deal, just say, hey, it's no big deal. I want you to know it's my first time. I just think that you'll appreciate that. But now you're telling all these women they're not going to tell because they're afraid a guy's going to freak out.
I think there's a lot of guys out there that are looking to crack the hymen.
That's true. Anderson was not.
Yeah.
So, okay, the next question, should I wait for someone special or just get over with? I think make sure you're really ready and you're not just pressuring yourself to check it off the list.
Because you guys always remember the first one too.
We do. I remember it.
Yeah. But you're always.
I don't remember how I felt.
You probably don't remember
what I was
number
wearing.
96,
I was probably naked.
But you remember number one for
always.
Sure.
Always, you always remember number one. So like, I Yeah, you remember it. And I still think it's got to be mean something, even and with all the sex out there these days.
It should be somebody you have feelings for, I think, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I didn't get to have
that. You had a bad...
Yeah, well, the first two times didn't even happen, because one time I felt a girl's butthole and it freaked me out and I kind of left the room.
You felt her butthole?
Well, I was like, yeah, we're in the dark and I was kind of feeling around in there. And then I'm like, that's her butthole I just felt. And I got all freaked out and I left. But I was like 13. I was way too young.
That's so young.
And then when I finally had penetrative sex, it was with a much older woman and it was not good. Looking back on it, like, she was saying things, acting like a porn star. She was 22 and I was like 14. Yeah, it was not good.
Did she know that you were...
And my wife thinks it still screwed me up to this day. I don't know.
You didn't want to do it?
No, I was into it, of course, yeah. I was down. It was one time? No, it was about 10.
So why does she think it messed you up?
My wife, because my wife likes to fuck with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's still...
Was it traumatic?
You were raped as a child.
Well, it is exactly. Illegal. Technically,
she's
you 22, were raped.
I was like 14.
How'd you meet her?
She was... I used to work at this place called Porky's.
No.
It was a place for
hilarious.
Ribs.
Hilarious. Talk about foreshadowing.
It was a rib place. We sold ribs.
And then she was like, hey, come back to my place to pork. I want to
really,
pork you.
Really good friends with the one of the owner's daughters. So that we all used to hang out. I'd skateboard there. I was like the cool kid. She drove a Porsche. I was like the coolest kid in town for like a month. And then I'm like, wow, this chick's got problems.
Like what?
Like she drank a lot. A lot.
God, if she met the... Future Anderson, you get along well.
She used to call my school, say that she was my mom, and have to come pick, and she'd come pick me up, and then they pick me up, and they'd have a 12-pack of beer in the back seat, and I'd drink, driving. I'd be in the back seat drinking in her Porsche as she was driving with her friend to the court where she was having her DUI hearings, and then we'd all drink in the parking lot before we went in.
Oh God, dude, she's so messed up. Awesome. Was she a porn star? Was she, or was she just having sex like a porn star?
No, she was
I agree.
Just,
this messed you up, but I think a lot of things have messed you up. I'm not saying it's hard to isolate.
Yeah, I remember her saying things like about how wet she was. Like I get turned off now with any kind of talk.
You're 14. Oh, you can't talk dirty.
I don't like it.
No. Okay. Good to know.
That's why.
Good to know because I'm getting wet now.
That I do
talking,
things and
hearing
stuff.
About it. Oh,
yeah. I didn't like.
No, you're 14. Did she know it was your first time?
No. Maybe. No. Because it wasn't. I'd already been like, I just couldn't. A lot of guys, I think you know this, like they can't perform on their first time. They're too nervous.
Right. Or they come quickly or they just can't
even,
get,
like,
hard.
Get it to perform.
And that's fine. Here's the thing. Also, guy, that's why you want to tell your partner because you might come too quickly or you might not be able to perform the first time. Because anything with anxiety, think about whenever you're anxious about anything, you know, playing sports, doing something, like you might mess up. You might not throw the ball.
Yeah. The first time it was actually in the middle of the night on a lot of things occurred to get us up to this point, but it was on tennis courts, Em. Tennis courts in the middle of the night. Yeah, and she was
like
pulling up her skirt. Like I was trying to get there and I couldn't find it. It was awful. So it never actually happened there. It happened like a couple months later with this 22-year-old.
Oh God.
So I had the butthole incident, the tennis court incident before.
So you had two misses.
Yeah.
And then you had the Porsche chick who was a DUI drinking in her Porsche.
She was hot though.
Have you hit there? I'm sure she was.
No, I don't do therapy. Okay,
so here's the thing. Should you wait for someone special or get it over with? Anderson just got it over with. Anderson, how'd that work for you?
Pretty good.
Don't need to be madly in love, but you should have some kind of trust. I mean, virginity is very loaded. Like I said, for a lot of people, make sure you're doing it with someone who has your best interests. And if you're convinced your breast interests, that you have to do it and it's got to get over with, then just, you know, be prepared for what could happen. You know, you might have regrets. You might have a crazy story 20 years later. You might not 20, 30 years later.
I remember being a guy just wanting to get it done.
Well, that's the thing. And I think that a lot of guys do. And so, you know, this is kind of, I was going to break this down to men and for women, but a lot of this is universal. I understand guys just want to get over with, but I also think it's just, if you can, just wait till you're with someone that you feel safe with and you feel like exploring and you want to, it's okay that she's okay if you or he, whoever it is, gay, like, okay, if you ejaculate too quickly or something.
But like, there's like the first sex, and there's also the first comfortable sex relationship where it's repeated.
And it's probably
sometimes
not the first
it's
time.
The same.
Right.
Sometimes it's the same person, but a lot of time it's not.
It's not.
By the time you're actually having sex on a regular basis with somebody, that's a whole different thing.
That's
in itself.
So much better, too, like when you, after that, right. And it wasn't with this guy. I wasn't uncomfortable, but it just wasn't great sex. But I don't think I learned how to really have great sex until I understood my own body and how to move and masturbating and being with someone who. Like made me feel comfortable.
And now
so,
look at you.
Look at me. Look at you now. Now I'm
water
just crazy.
Water beds be damn.
And so just remember, there's no rules. Just make the decision that's right for you. You know, but think about it. And how can you tell if you're ready? It's another big question. There's not like a magazine quiz I'm going to give you all to know if you're ready. There are risks: STDs, pregnancy. There's psychological, emotional risks. Look at Anderson. If you sleep with someone before you're ready, like someone who's not trustworthy, who makes you feel bad about yourself, it can cause stress and anxiety for your entire life. Now, but sex shouldn't be the cause of stress and anxiety. It should be fun. So don't rush into it. I know. So ask yourself these questions. How am I going to feel after this? Is this what I want? Am I doing it for the right reasons? You know, do they want the same things? You know, just be sure. Like, they're, you know, I just don't want anyone to be pressured into making this decision when they don't want to. Now we're going to give a little love to our sponsors. Question. Okay, what should I expect the first time? Many. Exactly. You should hear that noise. Anderson loves it. Now we love it. Okay, people think the first time, I think people still think it's going to be glamorous. And there'll be waterfalls and they're going to see like unicorns and
like
stuff.
Like they've seen Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles right. too many times.
Exactly.
They think Jake's
going to come
over. I think
people think that, you know, but don't have unrealistic expectations because that's rarely the case that you're going to see rainbows, okay? It might be awkward. Here's what to expect. It could be awkward. You might be nervous. It could be uncomfortable. For some women, there could be pain, discomfort. You haven't had anything inside you. And you might not have an orgasm the first time. I wonder if women have orgasms the first time. I'd be curious to know. But just stick with it. It gets better, okay? Will my partner be able to see my inexperience? That's another question. I mean, probably, which is why you should tell him first. Like, is it worse that you came quickly or didn't get hard, but she thought that you were already experienced? Or like, hey, I'm a virgin and I can't get hard or...
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I said to you, you're like, eh, don't tell. But what if you're a guy and you didn't perform the first time, but you didn't tell that you're a virgin?
Oh, you want to use that as an excuse?
Yeah. No, I'm saying if you don't tell that you're a virgin, but then you like can't perform... You probably should have told them.
Yeah, well, maybe.
So, you know, it is a big deal. I think it's a big deal. It's like milestones. Masturbation, virginity, orgasm, marriage, baby.
It's a big deal. It is. But, you know, it's such a mental game. That like,
I know.
I don't know if you want it in either one of your heads. You know, my whole thing, too, is like I pretend like I've been there before. You know what I mean?
Right.
With almost everything I do, I try and act like, oh, yeah, this is old.
Right.
Old school.
You pretend people
me.
Are dead.
Not a big deal.
Are going to die.
Like when I went to jail, like I pretended like I had been there numerous times before, you know, and I was just trying to like act like
were you
I've been
why
there.
Were you in jail?
That's not the point. But like, so when I first had sex, I was trying. I was pretending like I knew what I was doing.
You have all these really interesting psychological coping mechanisms.
You got to try and fake it, right? You got to act like you know what you're doing.
Well, act as if, right? Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Which women should never fake their orgasms. But yeah, no, I think it's interesting. Just the way that you think about, like how you say, like you think of.
You ever
see someone you don't want to talk to them, and you're like, oh, what if they died?
I pretend like that they're dead for like 2 or 3 seconds.
Like, oh,
and
they died. I'd be sad. I'm going to say hi to my
and
neighbor.
And then I'm like, oh, my God, wait. No, they're not dead. And then I actually appreciate them for a split second. I can deal with them in the elevator.
I think whatever you have to do to be a normal functioning human is working.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken anybody's?
No. I've never taken anyone's.
You sure
virginity.
Am?
I'm sure.
Yeah?
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. I've never taken anyone's
you
virginity.
Might've.
No.
Do you want to?
No.
Why?
No, I'm not into younger guys.
No, they don't have to be young.
Like a virgin? Like
virgins come in all shapes
and
sizes.
You're right, like a 40-year-old virgin. I have not. But maybe I should check
it
out. No, I never thought about it, actually.
You've never thought about it?
I've never thought that I've never taken a guy's virginity. It's never been on my bucket list, but I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
Call it a fucking list.
A fucking list. But... Never have.
All right.
Because I'm sure that, like, I was a serial monogamist. I always had, like, serious boyfriends.
That's so funny because I don't see that in you at all.
I know. I got it out of my system in my 20s. I literally, like, 5 in a row, 2.5 years, 2.5 years, 2.5 years.
Same with me.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah, like, all
so
through
done.
High school, like, right after high school, yeah.
I just think that's, you don't know what else, you don't know what to do. Like, you know, you think, oh, I'm dating you, and then we like each other, we had sex. But I think now people are not committing as much.
Oh, no.
The millennials.
No. Thanks
oh,
to
no. Thanks, Tinder.
Thanks to
okay,
Tinder.
So here's a few more things about it. Your mindset before sex. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you've thought about the pros and cons and you're in a clear mental state. I'm just going to say this. Best not to be blacked out drunk or too high.
Like Emily might have been.
Yeah. No, I wasn't a drinker. I wasn't even a stoner. I wasn't anything then. I was
lights
so,
on or off?
I was so type A. I think the lights were off.
Yeah.
Before candles.
Most people, wouldn't you guess that most people probably lose their virginity while drunk? Or at least under the influence
maybe
of
something. Yeah, for sure. But I'm saying like, you know, it's okay to be drunk, maybe, but you don't want to be blacked out crazy. You know, you don't want the liquid courage. You want to remember, just like I remember the part about the condom. Self-love, the best thing to do prepare. Know your own body. Know what you like.
It really is so important. Like, I don't remember the first time I drove, which is something that I do every day. You
right.
do too. Do you remember the first time you drove?
Only because I was the worst driver ever. No, I should not have gotten my license. Like, I made like a left into the wrong lane. I went down a one way street the wrong way. Like the first day, like I broke every. I was a terrible driver.
My point is, there's so many first
but
things
I don't
that you do
it was
the
first
life,
week I was driving.
And most
but
first things you don't remember because right, you're too young or it's just it's not memorable. Right. Sex, you're always going to remember that first time.
You always
and
remember
you don't want
it
to be blackout drunk because you can miss it. Oh, that's sad for so many people that were blackout drunk. They don't remember the first time. Nope. Like, it's just never, it was
exactly,
never there.
I'm glad I wasn't, yeah, I wasn't all a drinker. The Cosby I mean, girls? I drank, yeah.
No idea.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't bring up Cosby. Safe sex. Bring protection with you. Even if you're on the pill, bring a condom. You could get an STD. Remember that? Don't assume that your partner will. I remember my other boyfriend. Okay, so this is my boyfriend my junior year. My senior year boyfriend. He was coming. He was going to be the second guy I slept with. We were dating for a few months, and he came to my prom, mm-hmm, and we got a hotel room, mm-hmm, and he didn't bring condoms.
Dick.
And I was like, not sleeping with you.
None for you.
Like, none for you. And then I'm like, let's go to McDonald's. We went to McDonald's instead.
McDonald's. Code for anal?
No, we just had McDonald's and didn't have sex because he didn't bring one. So,
did he apologize? Why didn't you guys go get a condom?
I don't remember
you go to
why.
McDonald's.
You know what? I don't remember why, like, maybe nothing was open. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, it was like there wasn't like 24 hour or anything.
And nowadays, I think condoms are much more readily available.
Yeah.
Nicorette and condoms, way more available than they were back
Thank
then.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. And so, despite what you may think, plenty of people do get STDs. I don't know, this is not be a buzzkill. They get STDs or get pregnant from their first time having
their
sex.
First time. Because you think about it, if you're hooking up for the first time with a random, that random's probably having sex with as many people as possible.
It's true. And just because someone tells you that they haven't or they don't have an STD, just please wear condoms. I promise you, it takes one person with one outbreak or one drop of sperm for you to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm. It's true. A little pre-cum.
Foreplay. Warm each other up beforehand. If you're a guy, you're really nervous, you're going to be ready to go. The night's here. You're excited. But if you are super nervous, just take care of her. Make her excited.
Make it about her.
Make it about
her.
Exactly. Take your mind off yourself. Oral stimulation, kissing, touching. You don't have to rush straight for the sex. Get to know each other's bodies and then take it slow during. Guys, I know you're excited, but just if you're worried about nesting long enough, take the pressure off your erection. Put on her pleasure.
What?
And take the pressure off your erection.
How?
Put the attention on her.
Oh, okay.
On her breasts.
I thought you meant like physically, like just
on her nipples.
Okay.
Women, take it slow. Take deep breaths. Pay attention to your body. If there's pain, please, please tell him to stop. Say stop.
They'll probably like that too. Don't worry
stop.
About
it. Stop.
If you're like, ow, that hurts, he's going to think, oh, yeah, I'm big.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Really. And this goes for any time you're having sex. If you are, so many women experience pain during sex and they just suck it up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not good. You could have serious damage. You could hurt yourself.
Just don't do it in like a weird turn-off-y way. Like, ow, stop it. What are you doing?
Yeah, just be like, oh, wait, that
honey,
hurts.
That
baby,
hurts.
That
slower,
hurts.
Slower.
Yeah, say it in a sexy way. Or just say it, really.
Ooh, that hurts
communicate
so good.
What you're experiencing. Use lube. You guys, you know, I'm a huge fan of lube. And here's the thing. How wet you naturally are. Does not necessarily indicator of how turned on you are.
Every nightstand.
What?
Every nightstand.
Every nightstand, I want a lube. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask
that's
for?
Not,
like,
it's
I
not.
Don't think that's
the
hard.
Christians
like,
got their Bibles in every nightstand in the Bible in the hotels.
Exactly.
You should have a little a thing of lube right next to those Bibles, at least in the hotels.
I think that's brilliant.
Yes, I know.
That's they give you shampoo.
Shampoo.
They give you soap.
Why not lube?
Why don't they? They know everyone's having sex in the hotel.
They do
it's
know
great
that.
Idea. Afterwards, get the condom off your penis into the trash. What are your condom removal? Not in the waterbed. Do you tie the thing?
What?
When you take off the condom, what do you do?
I don't know. I let her deal with it. I'm like, hey, take the trash
really?
Out. What are you doing?
No, but you take it off and you.
It's been so long since I've used a condom,
right.
Ma'am.
Okay,
I don't
got
know.
It. Right, because you're married.
I'm a married man.
And okay, so here's the emotion part. You might feel worried or guilty or exposed or who knows what you feel. You
tie
might feel elated.
Off. Tie it off.
You
nah,
tie
you
it off so it's like,
off.
Well, you could tie it off.
It.
So
I think I just
you can't flush it.
I flushed.
You're not supposed to flush. Don't flush it. Throw in the trash. But, you know, if you feel weird or guilty or all this stuff, talk to someone. Talk to a person about it. You don't want to get set, like Anderson, have a traumatic experience that, like, you know, is pervasive for the rest of your life.
So, like, I didn't even tell my friend. I should have been bragging on my friends.
How did you
I
not?
Didn't even do that.
Until when? Until now?
Well, years later I talked about it. But, like, my friends are all the group that we hung out with, none of them knew.
Because you were embarrassed?
Or? It was like secret sex.
I would think that as a 14-year-old boy, it would be like you would tell everyone.
I did not ever kiss and tell.
I did you ever see her again?
I thought that was rude. Saw her in the market once and she gave me like a deer in the headlights look. Like years later.
Really?
Yeah.
She remembered you?
I can't even remember her. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Okay. We don't need to know her name. Although we could Google her.
I was always very drunk too. I think she might be dead, which would freak me out. That would freak me out. I don't
want sounds like she wasn't on the road to safety.
Anyone that I've had sex with, the idea of them being dead is creepy.
Oh, that just creeps me out. I think everyone's alive still. I'm friends with them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
We got some emails. Dude, death. Okay. Thank you for emailing me feedback. Okay, those are my virgin things. I hope that covered it for a lot of you. Let me know if you have more questions. Just don't stress out. I mean, and make sure you're with someone that you trust. And don't feel pressure to have sex.
Don't sweat it.
Okay. Emails. Thank you for emailing me. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. You all rock. I love hearing from you. And I love when you include your name, where you're listening from, how you listen, and your age. It's just so awesome. Okay. Hi, Emily. I met this guy 6 years ago. We've been friends ever since. I've always been interested in him, but I didn't seem like his type. So I never pursued anything. In the last few months, I've noticed subtle things that make me think he wants something more than a friendship with me. Like hand-holding in front of our friends, whispers in my ears, being close to my face during conversations, and paying for me whenever we hang out. He even went 15,008 miles away, to be exact, to do a few shows. And while on break between those shows, he came back and only wanted to see me, myself, and his family.
What shows? Now I'm obsessed.
I know. Now is he a band guy? I don't know. Though I've noticed all his signs and I do see myself with him, I want to be at least 80% positive he actually feels that way towards me before I pursue him and possibly get my feelings hurt. Is there any way to get him to divulge his feelings towards me first, or do I have to jump in with both feet in hopes of not getting hurt? Help a sister out. Also, great. Also, keep up with the great podcast. Thanks. Tamika, 29, Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky.
It sounds like such a dude email, doesn't it?
I listen to your shows on the podcast app. No, why?
The 80% thing. Like, that's such a guy thing. Like, I will not move forward unless I have 80%. 80% confirmation.
I get it, though. As a woman, like, I get it. Like, no one wants to be rejected, okay? Let's just... And he clearly... Don't you think he sounds like he's interested in her for six years?
Yeah. If this was her father or her brother, would it make her super uncomfortable with what he's doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably. So, yeah. He probably does like you. And this has been going on for a long time. And 5.5 years of just being friends, and now he's just like, at the last 6 months, he's like hand-holding, paying for dates.
Yeah.
Either you've been downplaying it, and you're not realizing that maybe there have been signs there before, or something has just started.
Something switched. Percolating. It does happen.
It does happen.
I hear a lot of guys say that girls can't grow on guys, and that's total BS. Absolutely.
Oh, you think that girls say that a guy, you don't think
guys
that
guys grow on girls all the time. Like, you guys are like, I'm not attracted to him.
Me all the time.
Yeah.
They're so lucky.
With girls all the time. Guys growing on girls. But I've heard a lot of guys say, hey, you know, in the first two seconds, and if you're ever going to want to bang this person. And girls have completely grown on me.
Yeah, see? Because you're like a chick.
No, I think they can.
I get it. Yeah. You're right. I think you're absolutely right. Girl, it's true. Once you get to know, it's the same reasoning why it is for women. Like, you get to know someone and they're smart.
To grow on this guy.
Yeah, exactly. So either way, you need to have a conversation. She could be lighthearted or something and just say, hey, so we weren't always holding hands before. We were doing a lot of hand-holding. What's the deal with that? Why are you holding my hand? Like, make a joke out of it. Yeah. Like, hey, you keep holding my hand. Like, just make it light. Make it, like, point it out, because it's obviously kind of a difference. You know, maybe he's afraid to make the move. So I would just call it out like that. Because I get her 80% scared, because I would be scared. I would be like, I don't want to be rejected. Either he's just a player or he's into her.
Like,
no.
He came only with a friend.
Think of this. He came back. He only wanted to see her and his family. He all of a sudden started only. I think that you're pretty good. And I would just say a light little, like, I'm good at this. I'd be like, what's the hand holding? You've been holding my, kissing me. Whatever he did. What did he do?
Close talking, holding hand in front of her friends, too.
In front of her friends and his friends. I think it sounds good. And she does like
him.
And you've liked him for a while.
On a lot of stuff,
I think you're thinking he wouldn't like you. You said you're not his type. I don't know what that means. You sound hot, sexy, smart to me.
Here's the 20%. Here's the 20% chance that it's not. Is that she's just really zeroing in on little things that don't even register in his mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he just grabs her hand real quick. He doesn't even think about it because he's comfortable with her. He's leaning in, whispering in her ear. Like, maybe that's not, doesn't mean anything to him, but she's focusing on it because she likes him so much. That's just the 20%.
Yeah, that's true. That is 20%. And he can be like, what are you talking about? That's why I think she just says, we never used to hold hands, or just make a joke about it.
How about this? Just eye contact and then grab his dick and see what he does.
Yeah, exactly. See if he pulls your hand away from the dick, or he says, suck it, bitch.
If he... I was going to say, if he looks away, he's not in. If he keeps the eye gaze, he's in.
Yeah.
But you just went straight for the sucker bitch. Okay.
I don't know where that came from. But I think you know. And I think it's going to happen the next time you see him. You're going to figure out a way to do this, but I'm thinking he likes you. And I want you to email me, Tamika, what happens. Because, like, I actually really want to know right now. I'm very invested.
Tamika, let us know.
Yeah. I really really do want people to let us know what happens after the stitch.
Yeah, you say that, but then there's like 30 people and you're like,
they don't tell me. Well, people are like, you help me so much. I'm like, well, how?
We do need some updates on this show.
I want updates. Hey, Emily, I just started listening to your show. It's really helped me feel comfortable with my sexuality and learn new things. I met a guy in Australia last summer.
Hi there, mate.
And had to leave to go back to school in America. We've been messaging each other over the year, and I left since we left, and we're clearly interested in each other still. I want to break the news. I'm a virgin to him, but don't know. I know, back to the virgin theme, but I don't know how to go about it. I want him to know before I move back to Australia and meet up with him. I'm 18. He's 19. Just to give him some background. Love listening to you and the guests on your show, and hope you're having a great spring. XX Gabby.
Oh, Gabby. She's falling for the down under.
I'm so glad she's enjoying the show and learning. What?
There's not enough dudes stateside.
I don't know. This is what happens. You're 18. You think it's a thing. They've been talking for a year. The accent's kind of cute.
That guy called the show earlier.
My questions are going to my pecker.
He's got an issue with his dick, I think, so she might want to steer clear.
Oh, my God. That was him. Your boyfriend called. Gabby, I say run for the hills. My biggest concern here is when you say break the news to him. It's not a bad thing. Like, she's not breaking the dude. I gotta break the news. I'm a virgin, right?
Did you pick this one on purpose? Because it all ties in together with everything.
Yeah, I wanted to have a little virgin topic here. Because and I think that she's sharing information about himself. So I think she can wait till she sees him, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. Don't start emailing about your virgin, texting or FaceTiming.
Around the world.
No, it's fine. You know what? He doesn't need to know until you see him. I mean, unless you feel like you have to, but you said break the news. So I feel like you're going to apologize. There's nothing to apologize about.
He's got his handful with wombats and the Great Barrier Reef bleaching
out
because of El Nino. Yeah, he's got enough going on. He doesn't need to know about that. And I really do think, Em, that he might, for the wrong reasons, really fixate on the fact, this American girl's got I could crack the hymen, you know what I mean? And he would want to do it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
If he's nefarious at all.
Right.
I keep going back to that movie Kids. I don't know if you ever saw Kids back in the day.
I did see Kids.
And I keep thinking of Tully, who all he wanted to do was bang virgins. And that's all he did all day. He and his friends would just go around.
Oh my God, that movie was so disturbing. I remember seeing it.
After another virgin, after another virgin. And that's what I'm picturing when I'm picturing these guys finding out that they might have a shot at cracking the hymen.
Yeah, we don't know how he's going to feel about it. And I don't think you have to share it till you're with someone and you're comfortable. You don't need to break anything.
Right.
Don't do it. Okay.
Except the hymen. Got to break that.
Right. Break the hymen. What'd you call it?
Crack the hymen.
Crack the hymen. That's terrible.
You got one more.
Dear Emily, looking for a first-time purchase toy to spice up things in the bedroom. Have a little child looking for a quiet toy. Nice. Wondering if you have any reviews/comments on the Fun Factory Flash waterproof mini silicone vibrator. Thank you, Art.
Very specific, Art.
This is going to be you, Anderson, with the baby. I'm going to have to bring you very silent, discreet toys. Okay, Fun Factory. Okay, so this one, I have not tried it, but Fun Factory makes great toys. It's modern looking. It's a mini vibe and has a little insertable shaft. It's kind of like a rabbity shape, but it's small. It's like a small rabbit. It's submersible in water. It's hypoallergenic. I mean, it's a good toy. Yeah. And it's quiet. It's got 12 vibration programs and it's their first time. It is a rabbit insertable. So it's not like a clitoral vibe, which I would often, if you want to use it during intercourse, a great thing to do is, I mean, this is a small rabbit vibe, but I would also say that another discreet, quiet one, the Wee Vibe Tango, it's discreet and it's a bullet vibe, but it's completely waterproof. You can do it in the shower and it's so powerful. It is like, it's great for clitoral stimulation, to tease your balls. You also has the Pleasure Mate set with this. So you can take the little clitoral vibe and you can turn it into a rabbit vibe, or you can turn it into like a cock ring with this one. Like, it sticks in these little silicone sleeves that are really cool. I also like the Wee Vibe Touch. Those are two great clitoral vibes that are very quiet, rechargeable. They don't look like vibrators. You can leave it around. Your kid can see it, I'll leave a baby. They're probably not going to be seeing it, but it's quiet and discreet.
Doesn't look like a rattle, does it?
No.
That'd be a problem.
No, that would be a problem. That'd be so sick
or
and wrong.
Or a pacifier.
That'd be so wrong.
That'd be worse.
So yeah, check these out. Go to Good Vibes.
Tight.
Go to my website, Sex with Emily. Click on the Good Vibes banner. I think you use code Emily and you get 20% off. And there's all my favorite toys there. And they only have good toys there at Good Vibes. And they also have a little discreet. When you're searching for vibes, it says discreet. And you can look at some there, too. So I'm glad you guys want to spice things up with a little baby.
Go to your website. Like, there's literally thousands of dollars in savings on all your banners.
That's
like,
true.
Everything that
Every
you've ever
banner.
Suggested.
Yep.
And all your handpicked sponsors, they're all right there, curated and there for the listener.
I never talk about anything that I haven't
tried
and that I don't like.
Right.
I'm not pushing. I'm not a pusher. That's what we got time for, Anderson. Tell me about you and your 16 podcasts this week.
Yeah, I'm
so glad you make time for me.
Other than this one, I got three.
They're not as important.
Cinematics got some really good movies. Two really good movies that I'm talking about this week. One is Demolition with Jake Gyllenhaal, which is all about him coming to terms with losing his wife. Sounds really heavy, but it's hilarious.
Okay, I've heard about this.
And more importantly, Hardcore Henry is a movie coming out that you guys, everyone's going to know about Hardcore Henry. It's like no movie you've ever seen before. Guys, especially, it's 100% POV shot with a GoPro, and it is
no
really
way,
good.
Shot with a GoPro, wow.
It's, yeah, made by this crazy Russian. Hardcore Henry is going to be in your face.
Okay,
love
Cinematics,
it.
Check it out.
Cinematics.
Okay, do it. Okay, thanks, Anderson.
Thank you, Anderson.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, producer Madison and Lori and Jamie and Nina and all the great people. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Oh, wait. I did not say to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube.
I'll tell you
It's all at Sex with Emily. Just do that because it's so fun.
It's so fun.
Love you all. Bye.